Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the online leading provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. Today is your episode for Monday, November 26th, and I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend, spent some time with friends and family, maybe got some shopping done. And for LeBron James, he had a very up and down weekend as well. Of course, on Saturday, he celebrated the Ohio State victory over Michigan in the college football rivalry matchup. We've seen a lot of posts on Instagram. We've seen a lot of tweets on Twitter. But then he got back to business on Sunday as the Lakers hosted the Orlando Magic for the second time in 8 days. And the Lakers lost to the Orlando Magic for the second time in 8 days. In that game, LeBron James had 24 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, a decent effort from the King, but they end up taking the L. And after the game, he said the Lakers have been playing too unselfishly. He would like them to take more shots, be a little bit more aggressive. And you know, a lot of the other players around LeBron James have been a little less aggressive. They want them to attack the rim. And for Lonzo Ball, he wants him to be way more aggressive. He said this on Saturday about Lonzo and his talents.
I think he just, you know, sometimes he doesn't realize how great he is and how, you know, the things that he possesses out on the floor. And when Zoe realized how good he is on the floor, it makes him a very dynamic player and it makes us even better. And he's been doing that as of late. You know, his aggressiveness, even when he's not making, just his attack, we've seen early in the game, just him getting to the rim, and he missed a couple of them. You know, that's absolutely fine. He had a couple charges. That's absolutely fine. You know, when he's aggressive, it just changes our dynamic of the team. And, you know, he's been doing that as late, and we need him to continue to do that because he's very good.
When you say that he doesn't know how great he is sometimes, do you think that that comes with just how naturally?
No, it's going to come with it's going to happen. I mean, I think he's not even a year and how many games. Does he even have 82 under his belt yet? I don't think so, right? He doesn't have 82 games under his belt yet. So I think every game is another teaching point for him. And the experience will, you know, continue to happen more and more. And he's going to know what he does extremely well to help us, but more importantly, help him be successful on the floor. So, you know, I can see it, but sometimes, you know, for you personally, you have to continue to figure it out. But, you know, he's, like I said, he hasn't even put a full regular season into his book.
So I think a lot of us can say we feel Lonzo Ball does have a lot of talent, but him being more aggressive would definitely benefit the Los Angeles Lakers. So I do think LeBron James has a point in what he's saying. But regardless of the loss, the Lakers have won 9 of their last 12 matchups. They suited up again on Tuesday against the Denver Nuggets, which should be another tough game for the Lakers. But that is everything that we have for today's episode, as usual. If you want to stay up to date with me, make sure you follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. And keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. Also, let me know in the comment section below. Do you think LeBron James has a point? Should Lonzo Ball be a little bit more aggressive and just the rest of the Lakers in general to help them win some games? Let me know how you guys feel about it in the comment section below. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd. I'll see you next time. Peace.